From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Tribalism, separation, divisive behavior seems to be the rule of the day across much of the nation when it comes to politics, certainly. Everybody's standing in their own corner, in their own echo chamber oftentimes, not willing to listen to anybody else. Well, my next guest says that Washington cannot solve our problems, but civil society can. At least that's part of it. Richard Graber, president and chief executive officer of the Lind and Harry Bradley Foundation in Milwaukee. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Excellent.
Good. Good to have you here. So Washington cannot solve our problems. Now, that I agree. But we don't have necessarily a civil society these days, more like an uncivil society. Your thoughts?
Well, it certainly is a problem. But at the end of the day, it's people helping people, not government programs that are going to solve our problems. When you look back over the history of this country, really the glue of the country has not been government. It's been neighborhoods. It's been families. It's been churches. It's been voluntary organizations. That's what we ought to be striving for.
That's true, but many of these organizations...
That's going to solve the problems.
Many of these organizations, religious organizations, become further marginalized and pushed out with the notion that everything has to be secular. Anything that has a religious connotation at all is being eliminated through this idea of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, which doesn't make sense. It's not accurate, of course, in its application, and maybe someday that'll be reversed, but that's part of the erasure, if you will, of the Judeo-Christian principles we were founded on, right or wrong.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we look at our own community here in Milwaukee, and I'm sure it's true all over this country. It's often the faith-based organizations that are providing incredible help through alcohol and drug addiction, enabling people to find a job coming out of the justice system. Again, these are volunteer organizations, often faith-based organizations, that are making the difference. You see it in education as well. In our community, some of the very best charter schools, private voucher schools, are faith-based. They're making a difference, educating kids who are getting an otherwise horrible education through the public school systems.
So how do we... You say through a civilized society, how do you take that back? You've got a situation, a system, if you will, where a union is basically in charge of teaching our children, a union that is more pro-socialist and less inclined to be faith-based in any fashion or to suggest such things, and this is what we get out of it when you talk about education. How do you turn that around?
You put the choice in the hands of parents. You let parents decide, and you create opportunities for non-traditional schools, non-monopolistic public schools, to provide that education. We're seeing it here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, where almost 50% of the kids do not go to a traditional public school. Now, that's taken 30-some years to get there. School choice started in Milwaukee, and what we've got to see that is spread all over the country. So the power is in the parents. The power is in the families, not in some bureaucracy, not in some union.
All right, so, and I appreciate that, but yet there are so many roadblocks, especially in Wisconsin now.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Wisconsin, even more difficult because you've put in a pretty far-left governor and administration there. Have you not?
We have indeed. But again, the school choice system, which started with Tommy Thompson in the 1980s, is pretty entrenched, pretty tough to undo right now, and that's the kind of policy, but it takes patience. I mean, there is no silver bullet here. We're not going to find an answer to solve these problems in a week or a month or a year. You've got to have patience, and at the Bradley Foundation, that's what we've tried to do over the years. Stay the course. Politicians come and go. Take advantage of opportunities when you've got the right people in office. I don't know any other way to do it other than to have patience and stay the course for what's right for this country.
Perseverance is what you're saying. We have to continue to battle back and push back and do everything we can. And you're right, I believe, because I don't think that directives from Washington take us very far, especially when many in Washington are dictated by the moral foundation of, say, New York City or Los Angeles or Chicago. I don't think that most of us here in the Rust Belt or the flyover states care to be governed by those that live in the big city and urban centers. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And really the powers in the states, that's where all the action is happening. Washington is dysfunctional. We've seen back from, in our lifetimes, through the days of Lyndon Johnson and others, big government programs aren't going to solve problems. You got to work with the states. That's where the experimentation happens. That's the laboratory of democracy. That's where we put a lot of our focus. It's just not Washington. And we put a lot of our focus, as I've said all along here, outside of government. It's in private, voluntary organizations. Forget about government solving big problems. That's not what the founders intended in the first place anyway.
I would agree with that. But, let's remember that we live in a place where those running for the Democratic nomination for president would like us to pretty much forget what the founders ever did. Get rid of the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court, drop the voting age to 16, and the list goes on and on. They would have us have no connection whatsoever to the founders. They're just a quaint old bunch of white guys.
You, of course, are right. And we're in a war. We're in a war of ideas. We're in a war every step of the way politically. And we've got to work to prevail, because if we go the other direction, is it the end of the world? Maybe not, but it sure is a massive setback for this country. We've got to work to defend and protect the principles and institutions that have made this country unique and exceptional. And at the Bradley Foundation, that's why we go to work every day.
So if people want to find out more about what you're doing at the Bradley Foundation in defending America, I suppose, and its greatness and in its history is what it sounds like to me in large part, how do they find out more?
Well, check out our webpage, www.bradleyfdn.org. You can hear a little bit more about the guiding principles that we work on. We're looking for organizations that are committed to our constitutional order, that defend free markets, that believe that it's important to have an informed and capable citizenry, and on the topic we've talked about, defend the institutions of our civil society. That's what we're looking to do, to fund organizations that are best at accomplishing that.
And how important is that in this day and age? I mean, you can't say it's strong enough, right? You can't say it's strong enough. Great having you here. Greatly appreciate it. Richard Graber, President, Chief Executive Officer of the Lyndon Harry Bradley Foundation from Milwaukee. Richard, thank you so much for taking the time.
Really appreciate it. Good talking to you.
All right. Talk sometime soon. Thank you so much. This part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Listen, if you're trying to start your future, build Michigan's future, you can do these things at the same time. All you need to do is go to SteveGruber.com, click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner right now, and you can find out more, because there are jobs with great companies available right now all across the state in construction. Heavy construction, building roads, building bridges, building Michigan's future. It can be part of what happens for you. So you can go to SteveGruber.com, click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner, and, of course, the Sexiest Job of the Week banner. Speaking of which, the Sexiest Job of the Week coming up in just a moment here on the program, as it does every Tuesday. I don't want you to miss that. The Sexiest Job of the Week right here every Tuesday. Quick break. We'll be right back.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires. Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.